Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Wednesday, September 23, 2020. Health and Wellness. Vaccination is greatest weapon against flu. Dr. Timothy Benton, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Get a flu shot. Texas Tech Physicians Family Medicine, 301 North N Avenue. To make an appointment, call 620-5800. It seems to be that our new normal now consists of being impacted by some outside force continuously trying to alter our daily lives. While we have made it past the halfway mark in 2020, there are still a few months left to see what else this challenging year has in store for us. There is one thing for certain we will face again. As we round into the fall months, our old friend influenza has emerged right on time. Thankfully, we already have the science to combat this virus. It's been said time and time again, get your flu shot. Well, for this year, do it. One good thing to come from our current coronavirus pandemic is the reemergence of public education on respiratory viruses, how they spread, and how we can prevent them. COVID-19 and the flu are similar in nature regarding their makeup and symptoms. The lessons we have learned from COVID-19 in the last 6 months should be applied to the flu. Staying home if you're feeling ill, wearing face masks if you go out, covering your cough and washing your hands thoroughly have been cemented into our minds thanks to COVID-19. Those rules should also be applied to the flu virus moving forward. Why must we get a flu shot every year? Because the flu virus's makeup changes every year, so a new vaccine must be made to combat those changes. The flu vaccine is still our greatest weapon against influenza. It is crucial to get your flu shot so that you won't spread the virus to someone else. Flu shots are recommended for everyone over 6 months old. If you don't want to get it for yourself, consider the fact that by getting the flu shot, you're protecting other people in your life from whom the flu could be very dangerous. Those without strong immune systems, young children, and the elderly. The flu vaccine does not protect everyone from getting the flu. If you have received a flu shot in the past and wound up coming down with the flu, there are some possibilities as to why that happened. It could be you contracted the virus before your immune system was able to build up in the 2 weeks following when you got the shot. It could also be you contracted the virus up to 2 weeks before you got the vaccine shot. That's why it's important to get your flu shot early. The flu vaccine reduces your chances of catching the virus by 40 to 60%. Texas Tech Physicians Family Medicine Clinic brings unrivaled expertise and research-backed care to the community of Midland. We play a critical role in meeting health care needs from newborns to the elderly. Our services range from routine physicals, urgent care, screenings, and well woman exams to minor surgeries and the important immunizations. Last year was one of the worst years for the flu virus. This year, don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't push it back a week and then another. Get your flu shot. Stay healthy, Midland. Dr. Timothy Benton is Regional Chair of Family and Community Medicine Department at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Good health starts here. Youth make their way through the Young Lions Obstacle Course on August 3, 2019, at Simrex Pavilion as part of the 2019 Wellness Tour. This year's Wellness Tour will be virtual because of the pandemic. The tour started Tuesday and continues through Saturday. MRT file photo. Virtual Annual Wellness Tour includes workouts. The 6th Annual Wellness Tour is going virtual through Saturday at the Midland Memorial Hospital Facebook page. Activities include free virtual workout with the YMCA, workouts for the whole family with Fit for Mom, hike with Sibley Nature Center, social distancing measures will be enforced, free virtual screening of the IndieFlix film Like, stress management practices offered by Lifestyle Medicine Center, virtual seminar, Milk, It Does a Body Harm, Keep Midland Beautiful's virtual event for kids, Midland County Library's virtual baby-wearing dance party. This Health and Wellness Week is produced in part by Midland Health, the City of Midland, Keep Midland Beautiful and Midland ISD. For a complete schedule of events and other information, visit MidlandWellnessTour.com. Source, Midland Health. MMH creates safe environment at ED. Dana Taylor, Midland Health. In this era of a pandemic, it's common to wonder if it is safe to go to the local emergency department. This was something we at Midland Health took seriously when we looked at what processes were already in place and how we could change these processes to ensure the safety of our patients in this new challenge. Some of the things we as a hospital have done is requiring masking of all staff, patients, and visitors upon entering the facility, regardless of the reason you came in. The simple requirement has been shown to decrease the spread of COVID-19 and was something that we could easily implement to ensure that added step for our patients. In the ED, we also have tried to ensure quick, efficient care to all of our patients. This prompt, efficient care has led to little time spent in the waiting room. The waiting room has been set up to assist with social distancing by the spacing of chairs, and there are increased rounds to clean all the furniture by environmental services staff. All surfaces in the ED rooms are being cleaned with bleach in between each patient as well. Another process that we at Midland Health implemented was a separate treatment area to treat acutely ill patients with an unknown COVID status to ensure we minimize any chances of contamination to staff and other patients. These areas are set up in a negative pressure area that allows for separate filtration of air from patients. Once a COVID status is determined and the risk is minimized, then the patient may be moved to a regular room. All these measures and more have been implemented to ensure the safest possible environment for our patients and staff. So, if you find yourself in need of the ED, please know that you will be taken care of by awesome nurses and doctors in the cleanest and safest environment. Dana Taylor is Director of Emergency Services at Midland Memorial Hospital.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram. This article is entitled, San Antonio Area Ranch Hosts South Texas Maze, by Vincent Davis, San Antonio Express News. As motorists zipped through Hondo along U.S. Highway 90 east on Saturday, kids and adults were trying not to get lost in a nearby maze of corn. Nick and Melissa Peterson headed into the green labyrinth with their children, Caleb, 5, and Connor, 8. Chris and Michelle Bielski followed with their kids, Mason, 10, and Eva, 7. Within minutes, questions arose of which way to go. "Guys, this way," Connor yelled as he dashed on paths through the 12-foot-high stalks. Chris Bielski stopped. He said it seemed as if they had come that way before and mulled whether they should split up. "Let's all go together so we don't get lost," Melissa Peterson said. "If we make it out, I'll be super impressed." The Peterson and Bielski families were among hundreds of visitors who ventured into the maze at the Graff 7A Ranch's South Texas Maze, fall weekend kickoff. This is the 20th year that Ken and Lori Graff and their family have offered a range of seasonal events at their fifth-generation ranch and farm. Admission includes Matterhorn Slide Mountain, farm hay rides, and a farm animal exhibit. Fees are extra for the farm's pumpkin patch, which will be open October 10th through October 31st. The South Texas Maze weekends end November 28th. "It's appropriate for all ages," said Lori Graff. "It's good, clean fun in God's country." In 2001, the Graffs began work with the Maze Company in Utah that designs mazes. It was a way to spotlight agriculture that remains an important part of their lives. "We wanted to share our lives with the public, and we've been able to do that in an educational and recreational way," Graff said. "We've been very blessed for 20 years." Country music echoed across the farm. Guests had a bird's-eye view from atop the Matterhorn Slide Mountain platform, where they could see kids jumping on giant pillows, a cowboy's roping tricks, and people lost in the maze. Graff said how they make the maze is a trade secret. She said, "Kids are best at navigating the paths. Marisol Ramirez, maze manager, gives each person an orientation before they enter the maze. She said corn cobs in the crop can help people stuck in a spot. They patrol two bridges to oversee the participants' progress. Her team hands out passports with questions that, when answered correctly, will lead to the next marker. It takes 15 to 30 minutes to walk through one of the two phases. Each year, the theme of maize changes. This year, the corn stalks formed a church, praying hands and a dove. Above the images are God Bless America and Land of the Free. Yay, y'all made it, Ramirez said, as Ethan Wood and Mallory Wilkins emerged from the maze, pushing their son Hudson in a stroller. The pair said the multiple turns were challenging and they kept returning to the same spot. It was a little tricky at first, he said. It was fun. We really enjoyed it.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, September 20th, 2020. Start with Trust. Tips for Buying a Car by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. The end of the year is a popular time to buy cars as prices go down to make room for the new year's models. As 2020 slowly makes its way to 2021, more customers are preparing to purchase their new vehicle. The car buying process can be overwhelming and difficult. In 2019, new and used car dealers ranked 5th and 9th, respectively, in complaints to BBB serving the heart of Texas. In 2020, both industries have risen to 4th and 7th, respectively. These rising numbers indicate consumers' increasing need for better dealership experiences. Your Better Business Bureau offers this advice to make your car buying experience as easy as possible. Determine your needs. Before going to the dealership, decide what you are looking for in a car and which model best suits those needs. You should also set a budget and ask which payment option is best for you. That may be financing, leasing, or buying in full. Do your research. While determining which vehicle best suits you and establishing your budget, visit websites like Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds to compare prices of different models. This can also inform you of what prices are fair. When choosing which dealership to buy from, view business profiles at BBB.org to ensure you are working with a trustworthy business. Take your time. Remember, a trustworthy dealer will never rush you to make a decision. Discuss financing options and be sure you fully understand what you will be paying each month. Take a test drive in the car you want to buy so you can be sure you will enjoy driving it. Always read contracts thoroughly before signing. Keep documentation. Keep all auto records in one place. This includes sale documents, warranty and loan papers, repair orders, and any other important documents. This will assist you if you need to sell or even return the vehicle. Visit us at BBB.org for more car buying tips and to view business profiles. Learn about BBB Auto Line, an automotive dispute resolution service, at BBBprograms.org.
Ella Noel, Thinking Outside the Box by Shirlene Guerra, special to the Odessa American. Like many places worldwide, the Ella Noel Art Museum is rethinking how to accommodate the community during the current pandemic while still allowing Odessans to experience art and other activities offered at the museum. This year is the 5th annual West Texas Fest, however. It looks a little different than it has in the past. We, of course, ran through many different scenarios, and that's when we came up with the West Texas Fest Party in a Box, along with other sponsor opportunities. The benefit of purchasing your box is receiving the ultimate West Texas Fest experience while supporting the museum, said Development and Marketing Manager Ashley Flores. The West Texas Party in a Box is for up to six people for $600 and is available for pickup on October 17th at the Ellen Noel Art Museum. The box has everything needed for a party: gourmet tortilla chips, salsa, pork, chicken sliders, coleslaw, spicy Texas trash, corn salad, pickles, chocolate, and pecan griddle. The drinks offered are two $25 gift cards to Pinky's, WTF. Ranch water recipe includes all ingredients. Some extra fun added to the box is a deck of cards, jigger, a coaster with bottle opener, a West Texas Spotify playlist, Evil Cowboy hot sauce, and other items. Online ticket sales end on October 16th at midnight and have a $25 delivery fee. Our main goal with the box was to allow our West Texas Party in a Boxers to still experience the fest in the comfort of their home with friends, family, Flores said. For those searching for a bigger party experience, the Ellen Noel Museum will host a private party. The private party sponsorships start at $5,000 and include dinner, drinks, cornhole under the lights of the Sensory Garden. There are plenty of low-to-no-cost ways to help support the museum as well. The museum offers free programs and exhibitions, weekly story time, book discussions, poetry nights, workshops, fine art connection, art to go, and more. The West Texas Fest Party in a Box fundraiser will also help the museum continue offering art programs to the West Texas region. The museum also accepts donations that go towards specific programs or the general fund. For more information, visit www.noelartmuseum.org or contact the museum at 432-550-9696 or email info@noelartmuseum.org.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Monday, September 21st, 2020. This article is entitled, BP Says Oil Demand Will Start Declining This Decade, by Nathaniel Bullard, Bloomberg. One of the biggest international oil companies has concluded that oil consumption will peak this decade. That's the main takeaway from BP's annual energy outlook published last week, outlining a handful of scenarios for the future of global fuel and electricity demand. And it's a big admission in its own right. Even bigger is the way BP concludes it will happen. Not because of aggressive policies aimed at reaching net zero global greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, nor as a result of carbon prices or other interventions aimed at limiting global temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels. No, BP says that even if energy policy keeps evolving at pretty much the pace it is today, oil demand will start declining. Even if governments take no drastic action on climate, BP sees oil consumption topping out not much higher than it is now, around 100 billion barrels of oil per day, the same level as last year, though higher than June's mid-pandemic 83 million barrels per day. In scenarios involving dramatic action by governments to limit climate change, the company determines that demand has already peaked. It's a big deal for an oil major to call the top on oil demand. Most industry planners have at least one long-term scenario in their portfolio showing that serious changes in demand and regulations could lead to declining consumption. But that's usually framed as an edge case. OPEC's demand scenario shows yearly growth shrinking to almost no growth at all without ever reversing. BP is the first big oil outfit to acknowledge that peak demand is far from far-fetched. Under BP's business-as-usual scenario, peak demand doesn't mean a dramatic demand drop-off by 2050. The other two scenarios are far more drastic in this regard. Not only does overall demand fall in every scenario, demand also falls in every energy use subcategory save one, other transport, which is mostly marine and aviation. Even that will only be good for 2.2 million barrels per day of demand growth in the next three decades. Scenarios are visions of the future, informed by data points, trends, and many variables. Other companies aren't likely to change their stance on peak demand just because BP said it's a thing. But there have been a handful of other announcements in just the past week or so that all point in the direction of less oil consumption, not more. Uber Technologies, Inc. recently announced its post-pandemic green recovery plan. Chief Executive Dara Khosrowshahi said the company is committing to becoming a fully zero-emission platform by 2020, meaning that 100% of Uber rides will take place in zero-emission vehicles. In certain U.S., Canadian, and European cities, the company will aim to get there by 2030. In doing so, Uber is following the lead of Lyft, which announced a similar goal back in June. If other fleets worldwide follow suit, could materially impact road transportation oil demand. In Europe, the block-wide emissions cutting plan released Wednesday will leave no sector of the economy untouched, forcing wholesale lifestyle changes and stricter standards for industries, as Bloomberg News's Ewa Krakowski wrote in her preview of the announcement. EU emissions are already declining in almost every sector except road and air transport, making those sectors prime targets for emission-reducing policies and regulations. And that other transport that was BP's only net growth area for oil demand? Even there, we're seeing plans to reduce emissions significantly via new fuels and technologies. In June, a consortium of some of the world's biggest shippers launched the Maersk Mc-Kinney Møller Center for Zero Carbon Shipping. And last week, the 13 member airlines of the One World Alliance also committed to reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Aviation fuel demand has been climbing for three decades, though COVID-19 put the kibosh on that trend for at least a few years. The energy density of oil-based fuels used in aviation has meant that, to date at least, much of the effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from flying has taken place through the purchase of offsets. These, the logic goes, essentially cancel out emissions from aeroturbine combustion by removing emissions elsewhere. Offsets will likely remain a substantial part of any effort to reduce aviation net emissions to zero, but there will also be plenty of innovation in creating new fuels or even electrifying flight. Spencer Dale, BP's chief economist, introduced the company's 2020 energy scenarios by musing on the nature of scenarios themselves. Scenarios are not predictions of what is likely to happen, or what BP would like to happen, he said. Instead, scenarios help to illustrate the range of outcomes possible over the next 30 years, although the uncertainty is substantial, and the scenarios do not provide a comprehensive description of all possible outcomes. It's a refreshingly candid view on the challenges of thinking long-term. It also highlights the significance of BP's position on the future of oil. Peak oil demand isn't an edge case or laden with assumptions. It's the new business as usual. This article is entitled U.S. Crude Exports Rise Despite Pandemic by Paul Takahashi, Houston Chronicle. U.S. crude oil exports in the first half of the year were higher than they were during the same period last year, despite the coronavirus pandemic decimating demand worldwide. The company exported an average of 3.2 million barrels per day in the first half of 2020, up from 2.9 million barrels per day in the first half of 2019, according to a new Energy Department report. Exports to China in May and June drove the increase, growing to 361,000 barrels per day in the first half of 2020, up from 213,000 barrels per day in the first half of 2019. U.S. crude oil exports reached a record high of 3.7 million barrels per day in February 2020 and have fallen in each month through June, the Energy Information Administration said. However, U.S. crude oil exports in the first half of the year are still higher than they were in the first half of 2019. Canada took in the most U.S. crude during the first half of 2020, followed by China, the Netherlands, South Korea, and the United Kingdom. U.S. crude oil exports to Canada and South Korea were down 19% and 27% year over year, while exports to the Netherlands and the U.K. were up 11% and 18% respectively between January and June. On the other hand, U.S. crude oil imports were down 12%, averaging 6.2 million barrels per day during the first half of the year. The U.S. imported the most oil from Canada, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Iraq. The coronavirus pandemic earlier this year upended the global trade of crude as the virus wiped out demand for petroleum products worldwide. The EIA estimates that global petroleum demand fell to 90 million barrels per day in the first half of the year, down from 100.7 million barrels per day in the first half of last year.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Sunday, September 20, 2020. Viewpoints. What do you want to see in a new superintendent? Please explain where you think previous superintendents have succeeded and failed. Lastly, to what lengths would you go to make sure the right person is brought to Midland? Salary, guaranteed number of years, etc. District 1. Michael Booker. District 1 candidate. Seeking local or regional candidate would make a difference. Searching for superintendent within our surrounding areas is something that I feel would be a great asset to the district. Our previous superintendent failed in making a lasting commitment to Midland, and that did not allow him to dedicate himself to the task of changing our schools for the better. Seeking out a superintendent from Midland or from the surrounding area would immediately get us a leader that is familiar with our district and understand just what it needs to thrive. A superintendent from the area would guarantee a person that can see the value of improving our schools and have the heart and dedication to achieve it. Our district needs a superintendent that will hold all the administration across our district accountable, which our previous superintendent was not successful at accomplishing. It is important that we have a leader that can focus on getting our academics headed in a direction that our community can be proud of. We can no longer allow our superintendent to make excuses for failing schools. Our district would benefit from a superintendent willing to engage with our teachers and parents of our community. Our superintendent should welcome open communication from community members, which was not a characteristic of our previous leadership. As a school board trustee, I would ensure that my focus would be to make it a priority to find the right person to lead our district. Leadership can make or break an organization, and having the right person can point our district towards success. Having a teacher that supports our teachers would allow our teachers to support our students. I think ensuring that the salary our superintendent receives is competitive to other districts our size is important. An agreed, fair amount of time should be set to see the changes in our district that are written out in the new leadership's list of goals. We need to have goals for a superintendent and see that those are met in a reasonable amount of time. We want to see our district be one of the best districts in Texas, one that other districts can look toward as a model district. We can no longer make our goals easier and easier every year in hopes that our superintendent meets them. We need to increase our expectations and ensure that our leaders meet them. One thing I stand firm in is that all our board members, current and future, need to listen to community input, please feel free to contact me at Michael Booker, MISD School Board, District 1 on Facebook, or michaelbooker0802@gmail.com. James E. Fuller, District 1 candidate. Priority is improved academic performance. I will cut to the chase. The need for an educational leader is apparent at Midland ISD. The challenge for the school board and the community is to unite in the search for that person. From my perspective, I submit the following requisites for a new superintendent. Strong educational preparation, PhD included. Strong advocate of equity and equality. Community-oriented, scheduled visits to all campuses, churches, businesses, social, civic organizations, etc. Committed to Lone Star governance and related board objectives. Committed to success of systems of great schools and other current innovative initiatives designed to increase academic performance. Committed to deterring micromanaging and complete the transition from central administration to autonomous campuses. Should be a person of candor as well as a good listener and effective manager of critics of the district. Committed to developing a plan to eradicate systemic racism and related social issues that impede academic growth and achievement. Should be able to escalate the nurturing of PLCs. Committed to increasing the academic performance of all campuses so that none are low performing, using data to do so. Committed to sound fiscal management. Committed to the passage of a future bond package. Committed to being teacher friendly. The preceding requisites do not constitute an exhaustive list, nor does the list reflect any sort of prioritizing. Successes in the district have been overshadowed by criticism. There have been some during the tenures of four superintendents, Joe Baresi, Robert Nix, Sylvester Perez, Ryder Warren, prior to Mr. Orlando Riddick. Improved district-wide fine arts program, Karen McAfee. Earned reputation as a producer of National Merit Scholars. Gifted and talented program. Instituted magnet schools. Scheduled teacher salary increases and related benefits. Passage of key bond issues. Elementary renovations. Freshman schools, junior and senior high schools. Carver Center, Coleman High School, and alternative program. Bowie Fine Arts Performing Auditorium. Increased student participation in advanced placement. Dual credit, early college high school, construction of Able Junior High, emerging robotics programs. The failure among all failures over the years is MISD's poor academic performance. Others include not building genuine trust among employees and between the superintendent and employees, the demise of Head Start, the need to address pervasive systemic racism and bigotry, the need to address equity, equality deliberately, and their impact on instructional programs. Attracting the right person for the job would be contingent on the person's preparation and experience. I would favor tying performance to salary, along with traditional perks, travel expenses, insurance, etc. The priority is improved academic performance. Matt Galindo, District 1 candidate. Professional educator with experience in turning around districts is needed. This community needs, in its next superintendent, a professional educator who has experience and success in turning around a struggling district. He, she, should be innovative, committed to transparency, and have a clear vision on how to go about making positive change. This same person will need to work with and value input from teachers, parents, and the community. While I would like a local leader that is familiar with West Texas, the board should conduct a state and nationwide search for the best qualified candidate. Previous superintendents have added value by raising teacher and staff salaries, implementing professional learning communities, and enforcing a growth mindset. On the other hand, they have failed to improve the overall culture and morale of the district. Communication between the central office and the classroom must improve in order for there to be a significant change. Real change happens when we respect, communicate, and involve teachers in the decision-making process.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Shingles vaccine and spike in CA-125. Dear Dr. Roach, I have a history of cancer with an elevated CA-125 level. Recently, I had a shingles shot, and soon thereafter, my CA-125 level was high. An extensive workup showed up nothing significant, and a repeat CA-125 level was back down to normal. Could the shingles shot have elevated my CA-125 level? KR. Answer. CA-125 is a tumor marker most commonly used for ovarian cancer. Although not all ovarian cancers have a high CA-125 level, the measure of this marker can be useful in following women with ovarian cancer and in evaluating women with a possible ovarian mass. CA-125 is not specific for ovarian cancer. Many other conditions can increase the level. I could not find any reports of a vaccine causing a temporary increase in CA-125. One of the most common reasons for the CA-125 level to increase temporarily is menstruation, but there are others, including urine infection, diverticulitis, and pneumonia. It's possible it was the vaccine, but it also might have been some other condition that resolved on its own. Because the CA-125 level is neither sensitive nor specific, it is not recommended for screening for ovarian cancer in average risk women.
Dear Abby, disruptive cousin unwelcome during week-long family visit. Dear Abby, my husband and I and our children moved across the country away from our families 3 years ago. My 9-year-old daughter is extremely close to my mom and sister. Mom wants to take a road trip and spend a week with us. We are all excited since we haven't seen them in a year. However, she wants to bring along my grandma and my younger cousin, who is 12. My grandma has partial custody of my cousin. The girl had a rough upbringing, and I don't want her to come. She throws terrible temper tantrums, demands to be the center of attention, and, when it doesn't happen, starts acting up. If that doesn't work, she will try to kiss people or make jokes about sex. I don't trust her around my daughters. Mom hates controversy and turns a blind eye to the behavior. How can I get across that we want Mom and Grandma to come, but to leave my cousin at home? Proceeding with caution. Dear Proceeding, say it in plain English as you have to me. You have a right to protect your daughters from what you perceive to be a bad influence. You mentioned your grandmother shares custody of this girl. Perhaps Grandma can leave her with that person for a week. However, once you have drawn the line, be prepared for the possibility that your mother may cancel the trip. Dear Abby, I'm 53 and have been divorced for more than 10 years. While we were going through the divorce, my ex and I went to counseling. Unfortunately, it couldn't save our marriage. However, I learned a lot during those sessions about how to be a better partner because I recognized the mistakes I had made during my marriage. I am currently dating a woman my age. When we disagree, I try my best to use what I learned. While I'm not perfect, I'm glad I have that foundation. The problem is, my girlfriend employs a lot of the bad behaviors from which I evolved. I see it clearly. But you can't teach someone during an argument. How do we get on the same page? We love each other, so it would be nice to fine-tune our adversity to make it healthy and productive. Wanting better in the East. Dear Wanting, communication is all important in relationships, as is the ability to fight fair when disagreements arise. Wait until your lady friend is calm, then suggest the two of you seek couples counseling together. It will not only help you to make your relationship healthier and more productive, it will also help the two of you grow closer by addressing any differences that might prevent it from developing further. Dear Abby, one of my friends is a drama queen. Whenever things don't go the way she wants, she freaks out and makes a big deal out of everything. It makes the times we spend together hard. because my other friends and I are scared we'll start another fight with her. What can I do to make her stop making such a big deal out of everything? No more drama, Queen. Dear No More, your friend may be high-strung, or she may simply create drama in order to get attention. Understand that you can't make her stop doing it, but if you and your friends ignore her antics, she may tone it down when she realizes they aren't bringing the reaction she's looking for. If that doesn't work, stop including her as often. Jacqueline Bigger's Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Libra and a moon in Capricorn. Happy birthday for Friday, September 25, 2020. Perceptive, exacting, and determined, you are brilliant at portraying and analyzing society. This year, you succeed with a project beyond your wildest dreams. During the pandemic, you can and do still create. If single, you meet your soulmate in July. If attached, you work hard on your partnership and need to be more open about what you are feeling. Your partner openly adores you. Gemini utterly delights in you. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. Your career path is expanding. It's a day to choose worthwhile goals and decide which direction you want to move professionally. Recognition is coming your way. There will be avenues for expressing your highest potential. Tonight, grandparent and grandchild relationships provide special joy. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. Plans to enroll in a program of specialized education formulated now would be successful. It's a great time to study independently, too. Career matters reach important turning points. Explore options. Tonight, look within to discover what direction you truly want to take. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 3 stars. Today may find you dwelling on old regrets or a lost love. Realize that memories are tricky. A situation might not have been exactly as you remember it. Learn from the past, appreciate it, and then release it. Tonight, make way for the new. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 3 stars. Companions are in a cycle of change. Legal matters need careful attention, but should eventually work out in your favor. Gifted and dynamic people tend to make plans for you. A commitment is forming. Tonight, you can learn much from ideas shared. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 3 stars. Plan a very organized routine today. It's important to make good use of your time, your most valuable asset. Co-workers might stir up some difficult job politics. Release stress and focus on priorities as you balance career and domestic responsibilities. Tonight, relax. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 5 stars. A new love prospect hovers on the fringes of social gatherings you attend, even remotely, waiting shyly for encouragement from you. Today finds you in a highly creative mode. You will think of something. Tonight, you think of something. Elementary, Dr. Watson. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 3 stars. A residential move might be considered, and family members are experiencing some changes. Dynamic and demanding people approach you. You feel that you're being swept along by the ideas of another. Adapt. Tonight, back away from confrontations. Promote TOL. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 3 stars. Today brings excitement. Daily life is hectic. Much can be accomplished, but don't give way to anger. Honor calmness and generate peace. Willingly extend a welcoming embrace to all that is new. Tonight, numerous calls and emails. Some good catching up. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 3 stars. Extra cash allows you to purchase a long-desired item. Be patient if plans have to be modified at the last minute. Verify appointments and have vehicles serviced if you're planning to drive a long distance. Tonight, make notes to jog your memory. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 4 stars. Today accents the importance of self-control and positive goals. Much can be accomplished if you don't neglect important preparations or lose your temper. If athletic, take reasonable safety precautions and work out gradually. Tonight, rejoice in you and all that you are. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18, 2 stars. The consequences of old choices will be apparent. Address the most important considerations first, then make an effort to use your time wisely. The key word now is effort. You must keep trying. Rewards will manifest eventually. Tonight, deep rest. Pisces, February 19 through March 20, 3 stars. You'll be inclined to argue a bit, but much can be accomplished through teamwork. Friends are a special blessing now. Membership in a group or organization can be a catalyst for happiness. Tonight, dwelling on old regrets or a lost love. Cheer up. Born today, author William Faulkner, 1897, artist Mark Rothko, 1903, filmmaker Pedro Almodovar, 1949.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.